You might want to help out producer Porkchop and call in and admit if you also are in the same boat, because we're about to rip him a new booty. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. How old are you, producer Porkchop, again?
I'm 30.
And how is it possible that you can't even make an egg? You were talking earlier in the show about how you might want to get some chickens and have them lay eggs. But you're like, well, you know what, though? It's like, that would save me money. But I can't cook anything, not even an egg. You can't make a scrambled egg?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to learn how if I'm getting a chicken. But yeah, I currently do not know how to make anything, really.
833-JOE-ALEX. Is there anybody that's an actual adult? I don't expect a 12-year-old to call in now. I'm like, I don't know how to cook anything. But if you're a full-fledged, functioning adult,
yeah,
to do something, not like a gourmet meal,
right,
but the basics.
I think if you are 27 and older, because Porkchop's 30.
I was like, I'm safe.
No, but even Alex has like tried to cook salmon before. She'll cook like pasta sometimes.
Oh, that's true. I can like grill up a chicken breast.
Right,
you're picky. Alex is picky, Liv, but at least she can do a few things.
You can do a few things. And so like I think that is fine. I mean, it's not great. Let's be real here, but it's fine. It's okay.
Fine.
But Porkchop, who is 30 years old, and he does not know how to cook anything, including
balls.
An egg.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are my age and don't know how to cook.
But that's why we have one call right now. I'm going to see if there's more. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm just going to randomly pick this one up. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show. Hey, you're on the air. Make sure you got your radio turned down. Who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Justin.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 29.
Do you know how to cook at all? Can you make an egg? Porkchop cannot scramble an egg without burning his kitchen down.
Yes, I'm actually a very good cook, but my fiance did not know how to make scrambled eggs or eggs over easy until about a year ago when I was going to the gym and came back and just asked her to make some eggs, and she pretty much didn't know what to do.
What was her age?
She's a pretty good cook now. She's still expanding her horizons, but she had no idea how to make scrambled eggs whatsoever or even a simple egg.
Right. How old was she when she didn't know?
She's about 25.
Okay. See, even that still blows
my mind.
That's old,
Liv. If you're 21, you should learn it. When you're out on your own, college or in the workforce, living out of home, you should know how to do some basic stuff. Hey, thank you for the call.
I will say, too, that she moved out of her parents' house when she was 20. So, I mean, there is that little discrepancy between age and time moving out, so it wasn't like she was living at home or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
okay. Hey, thank you for the call. I don't get how you don't learn the basics. Like, there's not a lot I can do. I'm 33, and I'm finally learning how to cook because, like, my wife's fed up of always having to make the meals around the house after a long day, so I'm trying to be an equal partner and do that.
Well, earlier in the show, we discussed with him how he has this idea to get a chicken and keep it in his house so that he can have free breakfast of his home-cooked homegrown eggs or whatever.
You're talking about producer Porkchop. That
was
his idea.
So he's going to have to figure out how to do that if that's his plan, is to have a chicken laying eggs.
Is this something that like nobody ever taught you, Porkchop? Like nobody actually ever said, hey, son, this is how you make eggs?
No one's ever. I've just never.
That's just crazy.
I don't know. My boyfriend Chase was cooking like pasta the other day. And I guess I just put the water in and then I put the noodles, like I was trying to help him.
Do you know how to make rice?
He was like, no, you got to let the water boil first. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's insane. And it's honestly like sad.
But how are you supposed to know that?
So
if you
sad.
Don't read the, how are you supposed to know?
You read the box.
And also the fact that since you have, how long have you not lived at home?
I don't know, since 2012, 7 years.
So for seven years, you have lived without your parents. Let's say ever since you've been 18, you've been an adult. Over 10 years, you have been an adult, and you've never thought to yourself, hey, I'm going to be self-sufficient, independent. I'm going to cook myself my own meal.
No.
That's crazy. That's embarrassing, I think.
Hold on. I'm not trying to shame him too much. I don't understand this. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Me?
Hey, yeah. What's your name again?
Katie,
how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 33.
Okay, so you're my age then. My age. I'm Joe. Can you cook?
Yes, but my reason for calling in about this is also my 12 and 13-year-old can also whip up some mean eggs, make a meatloaf, multiple things they can cook in the kitchen
from
watching
me. Did you say meatloaf?
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds so good right now.
I am giving your kids some snaps because that is impressive. Good for you.
Do you think your kids could set some time aside out of their busy summer schedule and teach Porkchop how to make a basic, like, you know, egg, like, thing or, like, maybe some meatloaf?
Absolutely.
That's great, though, that you're teaching them
Porkchop, here, hop, put your headphones on real quick. What's your name again?
Katie.
Katie's on here. I think we need to, with adult supervision, because I don't want things to get weird. But Katie's got two kids. They're teenagers, and they can make pretty much anything, including meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. I know there's some kids out there that can cook.
No, but if it's you, do you think Porkchop can do this if your kids can?
Oh, absolutely. You can't really mess. Well, you can mess them up, but eggs is pretty simple. But if you're having trouble boiling noodles, this is a whole different ballgame.
Well, I mean, I know now because I did it once. Now I know you let the water boil for 8 minutes and then you put the noodles in.
Well, rumor has it a few years ago, Porkchop had some very, very like high key dinner guests over for a dinner party, and he thought he would be fancy, serve them tea. And when they asked him what the tea was, he told them it was boiled hot dog water.
Ew.
Mm, that is like really good to help you fall asleep at night. It's good stuff.
And the main course was grilled cheese.
There you go.